Marine reserve habitats. There are different types of marine habitats. A range of marine species live in these habitats. The importance of protecting a range of New Zealand marine habitats. There are a wide variety of marine habitats in New Zealand. They are home to lots of different species. It is important to protect a range of marine habitats. Doing so makes a network of marine reserves that show this natural diversity. I wonder how people decide which marine habitats to protect. Marine reserve habitats in New Zealand. Marine reserve habitats in New Zealand include sandy shores and beaches, rocky reefs, rocky shores, open ocean, deep ocean, fjords, estuaries. Most of our marine reserves are on the coast. I wonder why this is. Rocky shore reef habitat. You will find rock pools and reefs on the rocky shore. Water covers this habitat at high tide. When the tide goes out, it uncovers the reefs. Living things on the rocky shore must be able to cope with changing waves, tides, and weather patterns. Sandy shore beaches. Sandy shores and beaches are areas of sand that cover an area of coast. Animals living here can live in or on the sand. Some animals of the sandy shore can burrow into the sand to avoid threats like waves and predators, for example, crabs, shellfish, shrimps, and urchins. Birds often feed on sandy shores and beaches. Many also nest in the sand and dunes on beaches. Zones of the rocky and sandy shore. The intertidal zone. This area is between the high tide mark and the low tide mark. At high tide, water covers this habitat. Low tide exposes this zone. Living things in this habitat must be able to cope with changing water conditions. This zone is light-filled. There are plants and algae that photosynthesize. Animals have plenty of hiding places in this zone. The subtidal zone. Water always covers this zone. It is the area from the low tide mark to the open ocean. There can be lots of waves and water movement in this zone. Animals living here need to be good swimmers or be able to hold on. Open ocean or oceanic zone. The open ocean goes out from the edge of the subtidal zone. Open ocean only includes water to a depth where light can still reach. This is called the photic zone. The open ocean habitat is home to big predators such as tuna, marlin, sharks. It is also home to large migratory species like humpback whales and sea turtles. Zooplankton are an important part of the food chain in the open ocean. Deep sea. Deep sea habitat is below the open ocean. There is not much light in this area. Living things found in the deep water have to live in dark conditions. Deep sea fish can look very strange. Some have big eyes to capture as much light as possible. Their skin is usually red or black, and some have huge mouths. Other important marine habitats in New Zealand. Fjords. Fjords are inlets of sea that glaciers carved out over a long time. Fiordland is home to many fjords and has a network of marine reserves. These special habitats are some of the more pristine and isolated areas in New Zealand. Antarctica. New Zealand also looks after some of Antarctica. It includes marine protected areas such as the Ross Sea. What is the marine habitat like closest to where you live?